This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The clock is ticking for a new farm bill as the House Ag Committee made it their top priority yesterday. Joining us from our nation's capital is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, the recent introduction of the new farm bill has been welcome news.
Yes, given the state of the economy in the U.S. and farm country, it's bad for dairy, but a lot of other commodities are also not in great shape either. So the vote on Wednesday in the House Ag Committee is basically a recognition of the fact that we need a new farm bill. The current one expires in less than 6 months at the end of September, and so Congress does not want to be in a position of having to explain why they didn't act, not only given the timing and the expiration of the farm bill, but given the economy in dairy country and elsewhere. So it looks like this bill, as we're recording Wednesday morning, bill is going to be approved later in the afternoon. It does contain several significant improvements to the dairy safety net, and importantly, it then sets this process up with a little more momentum as we get into the spring and summer.
The new farm bill has some things in there to help the dairy industry, but you know, when you look at the mainstream media, it seems like the farm bill is really all about the SNAP program.
Well, the farm bill is somewhat ironically named because most of the money in it goes to feeding programs, including the food stamp program, and that's been the point of some partisan contention here, leading to the question of whether or not the full House of Representatives will vote on the farm bill in its present form. And certainly it looks like the Senate will be taking a different approach when it comes up with its own version of the farm bill. But for dairy in particular, Bill, there are some welcome additional improvements to the safety net. Number one, it makes additional changes to the margin protection program, including raising the maximum covered margin from $8 a hundredweight to $9. The other thing that it does that will help farmers who can't really fully access the new and improved margin protection program is that it adjusts the minimum percentage of milk that you can insure so that you can maximize your ability to take advantage of the much cheaper premiums for the first 5 million pounds of your milk production. So just to explain that a little bit more, the premiums are much cheaper now, up to 5 million pounds of your annual milk production history, but you have to insure at least 25% of your milk production. If you are a large farm that has, say, 25 or 30 or 35 million pounds of annual milk production, you have to insure at least one quarter of that, and that means you would have to pay higher premiums for some of that, and it could wipe out the financial advantages of the lower premiums on your first 5 million pounds. So that is something that we've been pushing for in terms of making that change so that not this year necessarily, but going forward in the next farm bill, the MPP will be more cost effective for farms of all sizes.
So National Milk's been working on that, and also some important language when it comes to price risk management.
There are some other priority issues in the farm bill. Number one, the conservation title will help farmers continue to access technical and financial assistance to carry out conservation measures on their land. In the trade title, the farm bill continues to authorize trade promotion programs that are critical to exports of U.S.-made dairy products. And it also includes a special provision that we agree to with the International Dairy Foods Association for price risk management that will be helpful to the entire dairy value chain. So these are all reasons why we support the overall package. Again, it looks like the House Ag Committee is going to approve it mostly on a party line vote, and then we'll see what happens when it gets to the full House of Representatives later in the spring.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more about their organization at nmpf.org.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow we'll visit with broker, educator, and hedger Carl Babbler. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.